Wake up with Martin Bester on breakfast.
Think I'm ready, maybe.
Martin en span, julle is freaking awesome.
You give me a feeling so strong.
Jacaranda FM.
Well, here's a bright star of the future. His name is Michael Hooley. He impressed at the Youth Olympic Games in Buenos Aires. He swam the fastest time. He is a medal hopeful. He would have been off to the Olympic Games, but sitting at home, unfortunately, because of the lockdown. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? You well?
I'm very good, thank you. Yeah. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I spoke to Graham Hildes now. He's excited and concerned at the same time. He wants you guys to get back into the water. You must be... I mean, how did you deal with the news that obviously now the Olympic Games have been postponed? You must have been so excited.
So I should start off by saying I'm a proud South African, and it's always an honor to represent my country. I've won a gold medal at these Olympics, and it's always been my dream to become a senior Olympian and win medals for my country. So to answer your question, I feel good about it. For me, it's great because I'm still young. I'm 19, and an extra year to prepare works in my favor. And so my prep last year was good. It was great. And I was on track to swim fast. And I know what to do. And an extra year to do the same thing is just great because I can prepare even better than I did. And this upcoming year will be slightly different, though, because I was preparing for World University Games last time. And that's actually where I swam an Olympic qualifying time. So right now, I just need to get back into a pool as soon as possible.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I hope you do. How are you training at the moment? I mean, how do swimmers train without being in a pool, really? Big pool.
So it's very difficult. It's very different. But for me, really the big focus is just to stay positive. I think being positive or positivity is one of my biggest strengths. I develop a daily routine that consists of gymming and pool work, where I work in a 12-meter pool at my home. The pool's really cold, but I'm used to the cold water as motivation, because as a South African, you know, we're tough and we don't give up easily.
I like that. Good.
Just making it work.
Do you study overseas?
Yes, that's correct. I do, at the University of Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. What are you studying?
Business finance.
All right. You missing the States?
I am. Yes, I'm missing my team.
The answer is no. You love being home with your family.
Don't get me wrong. I love being home. I've missed my family so much, and you know, this time I can also view it as just a time to be with my family as well. I've loved being home and being with them. So,
but missing your team, obviously, it kind of ups your game as well. The competition is there in Tennessee. Tell me something. Who's the big competitor in your? You're a breaststroker, right?
Yes, I'm a breaststroker.
Who do you have your eye on? Who's the competition internationally at the Olympics?
Internationally, I can't pick one. There's a lot of guys. You know, it started off when I was a junior. I mean, guys in my age group, and then we've just sort of, we've all gotten older, and now we're in the senior ranks. But I can't pick one. There's so many, but you know, I'm training. I'm training to obviously to get better and to obviously come out on top. But you know, a lot of the guys. I mean, like I've been speaking to a lot of my friends. I should say, obviously, my competitors behind the scenes. I'm friends with a lot of them. They're back in the pool now. A lot of them have been back in the pool since 3 weeks ago. You know, when I came home from the US, I was really proud of how South Africa dealt with the lockdown in the first few weeks.
Yeah.
You know, we're all aware and taking precautions. And like I said, I was ready to get back to normal. But you know, these guys are just finding pools. And And in South Africa, you know, we have elite swimmers, medal contenders, and potential finalists, and we just need to get back to into a pool.
You need to get back into the pool. I tell you what, we're going to get Sascock on the line next and motivate them and encourage them to get you guys back in the pool so you can be as competitive as ever. But you sound like you've got the mental part of it right, man. You're motivated anyway, and you'll use this opportunity to your advantage. We're so proud of you. Michael, thanks for the chat. Next year, we've got our eyes on you. You bring back that medal, man. Thank you for the chat. All the best.
Thank you so much, Martin.
Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays.